Good morning to you. I'm going to share briefly with you this morning. I have a word from the Lord for you this morning. And the title of our word this morning is Malta. M-A-L-T-A. Malta. We're going to turn to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 27. And this is a passage of scripture which will be familiar to those of you who sit under my teaching for a couple of times. I've mentioned this as a scripture I consider one of the most powerful passages in the Bible. Acts chapter 27, verse 21. I've touched on it briefly at different times, but we're going to unpack it a bit this morning. Acts chapter 27, verse 21. We're coming out of the situation where the Apostle Paul is in a boat that's sailing for Rome, and a storm has arisen, and they are in desperate situation, and we pick up the drama in verse 21, where it says, "After the men had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, 'Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourself this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God whose I am and whom I serve stood beside me and said, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island." It's a powerful word which I've mentioned in the past, because sometimes in life, God is going to take us through, but nevertheless, in certain situations, in certain times, nevertheless, sometimes, you must run aground on some island. And we're going to unpack this a bit. We're going to talk about the situation, the storm, the shipwreck, the snake, the survivors, the service, the sermon, and the saints. First of all, the situation. Paul had gotten into some trouble over in chapter 25 for preaching about this guy called Jesus Christ. And he was standing trial before Festus, and the Jews were making some serious charges against him. And Paul saw that things did not look so good for him. But he played his trump card before Festus, because Paul was a Roman citizen. And he says in chapter 25, verse 11, he says, "I appeal to Caesar." And Festus declares, "Okay, you have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you will go." In the meantime, King Agrippa and Bernice happened to come into town. And while he was there, Festus mentioned to King Agrippa, said, "Hey, I've got this situation, this guy Paul, da-da-da-da." Agrippa said, "Well, let me review the case." And he speaks to Paul. And Agrippa becomes convinced, even though the case had looked dire before then, Agrippa becomes convinced, hey, this Paul is innocent. And Agrippa says to Festus, "This man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar." So Paul's ace card actually worked against him. He might have been set free if he hadn't played that trump card, because things looked dire, but he did. So that was the situation. They hopped on the boat to Rome. The guards took them. And as they were on the boat, we move from the situation to the storm. A huge storm arose. And it was a wind, we're told in chapter 27, verse 14, of hurricane force, called the Northeaster. We know a little bit about those kind of things in this part. And as it swept down on the boat, Paul had warned them not to even go on the trip. But they were there, they're in the middle of the storm now, and that led to the shipwreck. Chapter 27, verse 18 says they took a violent battering from the storm. The next day they began to throw cargo over the board. They began to throw tackle over the board. They were just desperate. The situation was getting horrible. They didn't know how they were going to survive. And that's where we pick it up in verse 21 that we just read, where Paul urges them in verse 22 of chapter 27, I urge you to keep up your courage, for an angel of the Lord came to me and says, do not be afraid. You, Paul, must stand trial before Caesar. This boat will be destroyed, but everyone in it will be safe. Now, isn't that something? So Paul's safety was assured because he had a mission from God to get to Caesar. And those around him were also going to be saved if they stayed with him. Sometimes if you don't have a call in your life, get with somebody who does have a call. So maybe the Lord will save you on behalf of them. Okay. So first of all, you need to have a call. But if you don't have a call or mission, make sure you hook up with someone who does, because you may be saved along with them. In verse 25, he says, keep up your courage, Paul says, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island. A couple verses later, as this is all happening, Paul notices that there's a couple of guys trying to hijack some of the lifeboats and sneak out and get out of this boat. And Paul tells the captain, hey, if those guys want to save their life, they need to stay with the ship. Otherwise, they cannot be saved. And that's a word for us. Sometimes when the going gets rough, sometimes we want to abandon the security of the ship that we're a part of. But God says you need to stay with the ship, with the foundation that you've been given. Otherwise, you will not be able to be saved. The survivors, everyone who stayed on the ship, and we're told in verse 44, reached land in safety. Everyone. They stayed on the ship, and so they were saved. In their salvation, they found where they got shipwrecked. They hit all these rocks and things, and that entire ship was, in fact, destroyed. But everyone got out safely. And the island they landed on, they were able to swim to this island that they shipwrecked on. It was an island called Malta. Malta. And the island showed them unusual kindness. They built a fire, they fed them, and things looked like they were finally going okay after all this huge storm. But then as Paul was warming himself over this fire, a venomous snake leaped out of the fire, one of the pieces of wood, and attached itself on him. And the islanders looked at him, this guy is gone, because that's a poisonous snake. We know that kind of snake. But Paul just looked at the snake, shook it off, and went about his business. Sometimes, and he was fine. Sometimes when the Lord takes you through a storm, some other things, that's not the end of the troubles you're going to face in your life. Some other things will happen. But the Lord builds us such faith and confidence. This storm's like, a snake? That's all you got, Satan? Let me tell you about the storm I just went through for days and weeks. And this is the best you can remember. If the guy can bring me through that storm, surely I can survive this little thing. And so Paul and the crew were on that island, it says, for 3 months, if you read further on. And actually, there was a service which Paul provided to those islanders, because he began to talk with the chief official on the island, a guy named Publius. Publius. And Paul laid hands on him and healed him from a medical condition that he had. And when the rest of the islanders heard this, they came and they were also cured. So there was a service which Paul performed for those people. And there was also, it's inferred in the text, although it's not stated, there was also obviously a sermon, a word that Paul brought to those people. The text does not say how Paul occupied himself for 3 months, but his life obviously had an impact on those people, although it's not mentioned in this text. How do I know that? Modern history actually tells us a little bit about that. I looked up this island called Malta. You know, sometimes things have a different name in the olden days than they do now. Well, actually, this island is still called Malta to this day. And this island is located in the Mediterranean Sea off of the southwest coast of Italy, off of the tip of the boot of Italy, if you're familiar with that, off of Sicily. And it's described in one of these travel dialogues that I found online. It's described, and it says, in the Maltese Islands, the rhythm of life is still embedded in Christian ritual and its patterns formed by Christian belief. The Maltese undoubtedly claim that the source of their festive approach to life and of the courage and cooperation in which they face its problems and difficulties is their Christian faith. Christianity has almost 2,000 years of history in Malta. It was brought to the island by no one less than the Apostle Paul in 60 AD. St. Luke describes the circumstances in chapters 27 and 28 of the Acts of the Apostles. Paul was being taken to Rome to be tried as a political rebel, but the ship was wrecked on the island. The Maltese did not follow the usual practice of plundering or exploiting the victims of a shipwreck, but they were friendly to him. And perhaps this natural sense of brotherhood and solidarity explains why they are so ready and open to accept the gospel of Christian charity preached by St. Paul. So Paul had come from a situation, through a storm, to a shipwreck, and the survivors, through the snake. He performed a service and healing, but he also brought a sermon and led these folks to the Lord. In fact, this travel log continues. It says, they were open to accept the gospel of Christianity charity preached by St. Paul. Then it says, according to local tradition, the governor of the island, Publius, became its first bishop. And in fact, if you look in Google, there's a place on that island called St. Paul's Bay. There's also a St. Paul's Bay school. There's even a place called St. Paul's Shipwreck Church. So Paul had an impact on the island of Malta. What does that say to you and me? Sometimes God's going to take you through some storms, through some situations, through a shipwreck, and yes, God has a call in your life. He's got some places he wants you to go. But nevertheless, sometimes you must run aground on some island. But it doesn't stop there. The question is, what are you going to do? We should be like Paul. We should look for, how am I going to be of service? Is there a healing I can bring to the people there? Is there a sermon I can bring to the people there? So move from the situations, through your storm, past your shipwreck, and even that additional stake, be a survivor and help those around you to survive. Bring a service, but minister a sermon so that there can be a legacy, so that perhaps years hence, a travelogue of your islands will mention the Christians and perhaps even the bishop that was established because of you were there on your island of Malta. And when I looked up Malta in Google, one of the things I also discovered, of personal interest to me, there's even a PADI-certified diving center there, for those of you who like scuba diving. So one day, perhaps, the Lord will have me go to Malta. Okay, physical Malta, and maybe I'll retire there, who knows. And so maybe your Malta, maybe that, it wasn't your plan to go there. You went on perhaps on what you thought was just a three-hour cruise. But the weather started getting rough, and your tiny ship was tossed. But make that island of Malta, make that an opportunity for you, where you can not just move in your call, but be a service and bring a sermon to others. Be blessed. One, two, three.
Jubilee.